This never comes up for grown-ass people.
Oh.
Most folks assume everyone knows how to do this.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you probably keep your mouth shut out of embarrassment. But it is important for everyone to know, no matter their age, especially when the weather is the way it is right now.
Oh, what's the matter?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Maplewood YMCA in the city of Rochester is offering free swimming lessons this summer.
Oh, okay.
For adults. Why are you laughing?
Your ass don't know how to swim.
Why is that funny?
Because you should have learned how to swim.
Yeah, but if you, I can also see if you didn't learn as a kid, you were too afraid to learn later on in life.
Just stay out of the water then. Water ain't for you.
Okay, sometimes you can't stay out of the water.
Take a shower.
Okay. The lessons, if you're interested, start at the Maplewood YMCA July 11th, and they exist for a very important reason as you giggle and guffaw over there. Way more grown-ass people don't know how to swim than you think. Did you know?
Does that?
1 in 5 adults don't know how to swim.
1 in 5?
1 in 5 American adults
are sinkers.
They don't know how to swim. And by the way, that was based on just an asking poll.
Yeah.
So the number is probably higher than that. And I know it's weird for us because in the greater Rochester area, we have lakes everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have schools that teach us how to swim. The city of Rochester has always had a great free pool program in the summer, right? Like, we were very fortunate.
So what happened to these idiots?
Well,
no, I don't mean idiots.
You didn't mean the thing you just said?
Sinkers.
Didn't mean that? If you didn't grow up around water, if your school didn't offer swimming, fun fact, Catholic schools for like the last 40 years have not offered swimming classes.
Yeah.
There are no pools in any of the Catholic schools in Rochester.
Wow.
Yeah. If your parents didn't know how to swim and never took you to the beach, how would you have learned how to swim?
I just assume every kid at some point learned how to swim.
Oh, you mean kid that got to go to fancy high-end summer camp and fancy high-end boarding school thinks that every kid probably...
I was a certified swimmer.
Okay. Let me ask you this then.
What?
How old is too old to learn how to swim?
Well, at some point, I mean, if you can't swim, just give it up and stay out.
Why? It's a good skill to have for survival.
if
you don't plan on swimming all that much, it's probably a good thing to know.
All right, if you live to 50 and you haven't drowned yet, let it go.
You never get on a boat.
You probably have been on boats.
Okay, but you're risking every time you go on a boat that something terrible can happen.
Wait, you get a life preserver. You just float.
Okay, then let's talk about walking down the canal. Let's say you got someone walking in on its own place in Pittsford. Why are you laughing?
Help, help, stand up.
It's, bro, people who can swim get sucked into that canal.
All right.
They call it the Tommy's mom of canals.
I mean, the odds of you falling into the canal and being on a sinking boat.
There is literally nothing stopping you from falling in that canal. At certain parts of the canal, it is just there. Hey, sidewalk and water.
It's treacherous.
It's true. You see the ducks just popping in there.
Yeah.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
I just think once you reach a certain age, you're not going to learn.
No, you would. That's what the class is.
50?
Why? What's wrong with learning how to swim at 50?
Did you say there's no cutoff?
I would say no. Why not? Can you learn how to swim at like 60, 70, 80 years old?
I guess you could.
See, why not?
But you're not in this shape.
Well, that would be my concern, is like learning how to swim going to hurt me.
Oh. Well, I don't know, because I think like aren't like water workouts better for you as you age?
Well, there's only one person I know
that
took
that has
water.
Experience.
Yeah, water.
I did
aerobics.
One season.
You took water aerobics.
I did.
With a bunch of 80-year-old women.
Yeah.
In your 40s. You
hey,
bitch.
Bro, I was getting hit on like crazy.
They thought you were one of them. You want to go to Joanne's? Kimmy, how old is too old to learn how to swim?
I don't think you're ever too old to learn how to swim.
Yeah, go do it. Now, if I walked in here and I said,
Well, if you didn't know how to swim and you wanted to learn how to swim,
and you would let that go.
Okay, Ken, you know my wife is...
When it comes to you, I even said I don't think that you have a bathing suit. Like, I don't think you go into water.
I got
water.
A bathing suit.
Yeah, he's wearing
vacation.
It right now.
Yeah.
Are those purple?
What?
Those look like almost purple, those shorts.
I think they're lavender.
Why would you say that out loud?
Because you asked me.
No, I would have just said, yeah, they're purple. And by the way, you said, I would have laughed at you for not knowing how to swim. My wife is black. A lot of her relatives don't know how to swim.
That's a stereotype.
No, I mean, look, it is a stereotype. It is also something that happens when you live in a community that isn't near water.
True. Yeah.
Oh, no, you want to? No, yeah, guys, we had a lot of fun back there. But let's talk about
it's underserved. You're
no, the point that I'm making is just because you're a little, mayonnaise ass rich kid circle and water everywhere.
I went to Camp Mayonnaise.
All right, 2 5 TWCMF. 252-9263. We're talking about how the Maplewood YMCA in the city is offering adult swimming lessons starting on July 11th, which is perfect for a day like today, because if you want to cool off and you don't know how to swim, you're kind of SOL there.
I also think there are more adults than even they realize that really don't know how to swim. Like, maybe over time you've taught yourself how to, like, float and, like, you know, keep yourself from drowning. But, like, can you actually swim in the correct way?
Well, the thing about it, let's say you're my age.
It's like, I'm not a strong swimmer. Like, I'll get in the water and I can float, but, like, I can't really, like, I'm not a good swimmer. So, like, I feel like anybody could use
that skill. What's
holding
you back?
You float?
Yeah, why?
She lost those, too.
No. Normally, it's the more dense people that can float. Like, I've lost my ability to float as well when I lost weight.
Wait, so the fat people float better?
I don't know if it's the density.
Maybe it's like, you know,
for
water displacement,
right?
Like
your lungs.
Ship.
No, I'm telling you. Can you Google this if it's true? Because I've noticed that, you know, since I became not such a fat guy, that it's harder for me to float.
But let me ask you. So, to Kimmy's point, are they going to teach me how to swim? Or just how to survive in the water.
It says swimming lessons.
Because like somebody my age that's never swam, if you're not in shape, you're not going to be doing laps. You're going to die.
Well, how do you know?
Because it's tough. Like, to her point, like, to be an actual swimmer, like, you're going to do laps in a pool, that's hard.
You could also uncover a new way to stay in shape that's going to be not as bad on the joints, but Mr. Water Aerobics.
But it may have passed you. My point is, physically, you may not be able to swim anymore.
Okay. Let's talk about, Kimmy, what do we got?
By the way, yes, it can be harder to float after losing weight. If that weight loss involves a significant reduction in body fat.
It freaked me out because, like, you talked about, Kimmy, like, you think you know how to swim. I jumped in a pool with my kids. I was always a good swimmer.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, God. Like, it was like learning how to swim all over again.
I'm not buoyant.
So as it comes to too old to learn, so you're saying as a grown-ass person.
Let it go.
Let it go. You shouldn't learn how to swim. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How old is too old to learn how to ride a bike?
Ride a bike.
Did you know?
What?
That 1 in 10 American adults, about 1 in 10, say they don't know how to ride a bike.
So that means they never rode a bike?
Apparently
or they
not.
Just lost the ability to
no,
ride?
No, it says they don't. I would imagine that means, because, bro, the saying goes, it's like riding a bike. You never forget to
but
ride a bike.
You would have to be so poor you never had a bike.
Well, it also depends. If you grew up in the country, where are you riding your bike?
I figure country kids got bikes, they ride bikes around.
Country kids got bikes, got ride. No, there are some places where you would grow up where a bike would not be feasible, right?
It seems like every kid had a bike. I mean, they're so base.
Again, you're basing it on Camp Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, like, yeah, of course, everyone we knew had a bike because we grew up in places that were bike. So, if you met a 45-year-old guy and they offered adult bike riding lessons.
I'm laughing at that dude, man.
Why?
He is sad.
He wants to learn how to ride a
you
bike.
You look soft, man.
Why is that soft?
Wait,
it's soft to not know how to ride a bike?
Yes, like you can't pedal a bicycle. It's the most base thing.
If you'd never learned, Kimmy, how old is too old to learn how to ride a bike?
I would think it would be more difficult just because as a kid, like you take a couple tumbles, but you're back up.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready to go. But I would think like one tumble on a bike as an older person is going to set you back a
you're
lot.
You're done.
Oh, that's a good
further.
Point.
Man, you wipe out.
Yeah. It's the wipeouts that are going to prevent like an older person
we
from
used to
learning.
Get into epic wipeouts riding our bikes to school because we'd be jerking around and then one kid would lose it and then it was just like a Tour de France pile up of punks. What's a punk
the tour de punk well no but I mean like you could just pad yourself up, put on knee pads, elbow pads, wrist pads.
Just take a bike ride.
Do you want to learn how to ride a bike or not?
No.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. You asked about adults who don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
Kristen is one of those people. She's on CMF. Hey, Kristen, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Duffy?
Good. How old are you, Kristen?
Oh, I'm 52.
52?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You can't swim?
Well, I'm going to be 52. No, I can't. I grew up in the city. We didn't grow up around water, and I would love to take a lesson, but I don't. Like, I'm embarrassed to take it with other people to see that I'm a grown-ass woman and can't swim.
All right, but Kristen, listen.
That's understandable.
Got
it. I think that's what prevents most people from doing it.
But embarrassment.
Here's what's great about this. With this lesson with the Maplewood YMCA starting July 11th, there will be other adults that don't know how to swim, so it's a circular firing squad, Kristen.
Understood, but there's probably like 3-year-olds down at the other end of the pool who are like swimming laps. And
well, their parents love them.
Oh my
See,
God.
Here's what you do. You go put your old lady bathing suit on, you know, the one that has the skirt on the bottom. Get your bathing cap and your daisy sandals and flip-flop your ass down there and jump in the water.
Kristen, did you grow up in the city of Rochester?
I did.
And you did. You guys Bethel's never had
public pools.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'm the youngest of six. They didn't care about me at that point.
We just, understandable.
We just didn't go. But I have three kids, and they were taking lessons when they were 6 months, and they are all strong swimmers because I wanted them to know how to swim.
So it's funny you bring that up because my wife insisted that my daughters, the second they turned, like they could, started taking swimming
it's
lessons.
It's a great idea.
Because her mother did that for her, knowing about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, it is weird, Kristen. It does seem like there's more adults that can't swim than you think that insist their kids go get swimming lessons immediately.
Yeah. I mean, I was embarrassed to admit it most of my life, but I've been coming out with it lately, and I have run into a lot of adults.
I came out as a non-swimmer. You people should have a parade.
Kristen, go to the Maplewood Y. Google it right now. Yeah. This is perfect for you. It was made for you.
All right. Will do.
Kristen, thanks for the call. See that poor woman? You're killing her. Yeah.
What did I say?
She's ashamed. She builds up her bravery, calls in the break room for some reason.
That's got to be tougher, too, if you have kids, especially little ones. Like, you can't do the same things they can in the pool. Like, maybe you go up like to your waist in the pool, but like if your kids are playing in the deep end, like you're kind of tied. You're stuck.
Well, how about this? I mean, let me throw out a scenario. God forbid.
Yeah.
Right? Like your kids, your grandkids are in the water and something happens and you can't swim. What do you do?
Well, you're screwed.
You're walking down the canal. You're the only one there. Someone falls in and they need help. What do you do?
You'll figure it out. You'll jump in and it'll
come. And no, because there's also tons of stories of people that jump in thinking they're going to be a hero and they die.
All right.
They die. You want to die?
Don't want to die.
I want you to die.
Here's what's weird about her story in particular, because she made sure her kids learned how to swim.
Yeah.
And I know with my grandson right now, he takes swimming lessons. Mm-hmm. And the parents go and they get in the water with you. So did she not do that? Because you could almost learn with your kid, if you get your kid swimming lessons, you're kind of in the water with them doing the same thing.
But it's like because no one's going to hold her by the belly.
Yeah, well, not a 52-year-old woman. There's some guys that are into that, though. You could probably get some water perv that'll hold your buoyant ass up while you paddle.
Your kids could be learning in the shallow end if they're that little, though.
Yeah.
And again, she said she was ashamed to admit it, so maybe she didn't tell
anybody. People shouldn't shame people. Jesus Christ.
252-WCMF.
Terrible world we live in.
252-926. We were talking about 1 in 10 Americans don't know how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Right? Abby writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The irony of this message, her Instagram profile is a kid sitting on the water. But she writes us, my 30-year-old coworker does not know how to ride a bike. We tried to teach him when we were out of town for a conference. He looked pathetic and then ran into a tree. Okay, that's why he doesn't want to learn how to ride a bike.
Who's your coworker, Chevy Chase?
How about Kirsten? Oh, come on.
That's Kirsten?
It's spelled K-I-E-R-S-T-Y-N.
Kirsten.
Kirsten. Kirsten. I'm 32. I've been Googling how to learn how to ride a bike as an adult. I skinned my knees and elbows real bad when I was 7, and I gave up.
Wait, you quit at 7?
As a kid, this kind of happened to me. Like, I was way late on riding a bike without training wheels.
Oh.
Because when we were little, my dad on his riding lawnmower decided it would be funny to, like, chase me down the sidewalk on it. I fell over. And that was it for me for like 2 summers of riding a bike.
So he scared you out of bicycles?
Yes. So like all the other kids were like riding circles around me with my training wheels.
Oh, man.
That's kind of sad. Saying, I could see it happening where you don't want to get back on a bike again.
Well, look, I think there's something that everyone is ashamed of. They learn late. I'm going to share something I've never shared with anybody outside of my family.
Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of you.
I learned how to tie my shoes way late.
Were you just too fat as a kid to get down there?
No.
Did you have like the Velcro shoes for a long time?
Pat would pass out lacing up.
So I had to.
How did you not know how to tie it?
It just never happened. Like my parents would show me and then it just didn't take for whatever reason.
Did you walk around with dangling laces?
No, like my parents would have to tie my shoes for me and like into a, like an embarrassingly like 6, 7, 8,
prime.
Like 6 or 7 years old.
You were 7. There's no way you were 8 years old.
At least 6 or 7.
Really?
I vividly remember my dad got unbelievably frustrated because there were times if there were no adults around, I would have to like go home playing in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And like have my mom and dad tie my shoes. And I came home and I can't even tie your shoes. I think he thought I was an imbecile.
I think that's a test.
No, it's not.
I think when you go to imbecile testing center, first thing they do is they hand you a shoe with laces.
I have read kids that learn to tie their shoes later have higher mental
aptitude. That's what they say about every kid that sucks.
He was thinking too deeply about the tying of the shoes, and that's why he couldn't, do it.
Shoe panic.
No, but I remember my old man. I'm sitting in my living room. It's like a summer night, 8 o'clock at night. My friends aren't running around, and my old man is just lighting me up because I don't know how to tie my shoes at like 6, 7 years old, and I'm crying, and my mom's like, we're going to see how to do it.
Gotta practice.
God, it was horrific, man.
Damn.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We started this conversation talking about the Maplewood YMCA in the city of Rochester is going to start offering adult swim lessons on July 11th. 1 in 5 American adults say they don't know how to swim. And again, that's just an asking, so it's probably higher than that. We're talking about learning late. 1 in 10 American adults say they don't know how to ride a bike. We just got 2 messages about that on Instagram. Kimmy, it does seem that Gen X and millennials are way more open to learning as adults than the generations that came before us.
But is that because the access we have to things that could teach you?
Oh, good question.
Just the information out there on the things that you may want to learn is more accessible to us than it was to people before.
And those kids are kinder to each other, too.
Gen X are the biggest dicks of all dicks. You like that? I don't care. Nirvana. Pearl Jam.
All right. I thought maybe they weren't.
Temple of the Dog.
They're not bullying.
Chris Cornell. Whatever.
So the bullying didn't stop.
It's like, whatever, you know. You want to go to Lollapalooza? No, like back when it was cool, not now. Sabrina Carpenter. I don't like her. Kimmy, counterpoint to that.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Remember what we were talking about.
We had more access to stuff to learn.
Yeah.
Tommy has the same access that we do.
Now, but I feel like we were younger when we learned how to use all those tools.
So you're saying he's so dyed in his record, the grooves are in the record. That,
oh, yeah. Okay. Me? Yeah, I'm an old timer.
I mean, like, there are so many learn-to classes you can take right now full of 30 to 50-year-olds. Learn to play hockey, pickleball, learn to cook, learn to make drinks.
Yeah.
There's that place in the Village Gate, Kimmy, Rock Brainery.
Yeah.
They do.
It's near there, yeah.
Okay, so they do all kinds of education, adult education classes. They have been in business forever.
Yeah.
Their classes are always packed.
Well, they're gardening, making cakes.
But, like...
you name the hobby or skill you want to
master,
and they'll have a class for it.
But those also did exist at, like, every town. Like, you know, the town sends out those magazines every summer.
The town center always had stuff going on. Yeah,
for his age, right? You could take a bus trip to a casino, then learn how to make ice cream sandwiches. There is maybe something to keep in mind here.
What's that?
And not from a physical, like, learn to swim or learn to ride a bike point, but from a more philosophical? Thank you. Standpoint. You should never stop learning.
You should always be expanding your mind.
No, like in all seriousness.
Pushing yourself.
You are never a perfect version of a human being. There's always room for improvement.
I'm going to stop.
No, you've never improved anything, so you're fine. You just leave it alone. Leave it alone. But like if you have kids, no matter the age they are, you continuing to learn and improving your skills probably will influence how they grow up and feel about improving themselves.
You have to set an example.
Yes, I think you are more likely to keep learning if you see your parents continuing to learn as they get older.
All right.
I mean, maybe it's worth doing just for them.
Just for the children.
Maybe.
Okay.
Huh?
I just don't. Learning centers sound like they suck. What?
Nothing.
I don't want to sit in a room and learn.
It's not like in the traditional way you're thinking. It's all not like learning. You're going into a classroom to like learn something.
No, I know you got to learn, but all learning blows. Can we agree on that?
No, I mean, look, what you're
sitting
saying
and learning.
What you say makes a lot of sense based on everything that's ever fallen out of your mouth. All learning blows. Put that on a t-shirt, sell it at the rock shop. Let's take a break.
All right.
The NBA finals have come and gone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a very sexy matchup.
No.
Oklahoma City versus Indiana. There weren't the superstars to the casual fans that we're used to, the LeBron James, right, the Lucas, all those people. And because of that, not a lot of people checked out the NBA Finals, which is a shame because it needed every minute to decide who the champion was.
Right.
But did you know?
What's that?
The first time this ever happened, it happened right in our backyards.
What?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, the Oklahoma City Thunder won the NBA championship game last night in 7 games. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, your finals MVP, your regular season MVP, and I believe he also won the scoring title as well.
Wow.
So Oklahoma City going to have a really exciting parade.
Oh, boy. Let's bring on the Oklahoma Dazzle. It is the boringest, and I think you said it best, slab of concrete town I've ever been to.
I mean, for, you know, having us having both of us traveled for a living, the first time I went to Oklahoma City, I was kind of excited because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like I would have a night to go do stuff.
Yeah, you can. Go to Dallas.
There is nothing to do.
Yeah.
I ended up playing miniature golf by myself. I'm not making this up.
And due to religion, that was banned for many years.
Anyway, yeah. If you are familiar with the NBA, the matchup between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City and Tyrese Halliburton, who was the guard for the Pistons, Pacers.
Yeah.
Thank you. He blew his Achilles out last night. Halliburton did. He's gonna
big
miss,
star. Yeah.
He's going to miss the whole season next year.
Yeah. Damn.
Sucks. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Great series. Any series that makes it to Game 7 is amazing. Mm-hmm. But did you know?
What is that?
The greatest NBA Finals of all time.
The greatest?
May have been played right here in Rochester.
The greatest.
The greatest. Come back with me.
Let's go.
Tommy Kimmy.
You're going way to the 50s?
1951. Your Rochester Royals have earned a spot in the finals against the New York Knickerbockers. Rochester at home court, and they took the first two games at home. They then won the third game in New York, so they're up 3-0.
Yeah.
It's over, right, Tommy?
What happened?
Wrong! The Knicks come storming back. They won three straight games to force the first ever Game 7 in NBA Finals history.
So was it played here or in New York?
Yes, Game 7 was played here in Rochester, and we'll get to that in a second. But to this day, the only NBA team to go down 0-3 and force a Game 7 were the Knicks against the Royals in 1951.
Wow.
So that brings us back to Rochester for a winner-take-all game. At one point in Game 7, your Rochester Royals were up 14 points. And in the 1950s, a 14-point lead may have been a 70-point lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Knicks not only came roaring back, they took a 74-72 lead with 2 minutes left in the game. Looked like they were going to win this four straight games.
And?
Rochester buckled down. They hit a pair of free throws, a late layup, and that's
how. A couple of smoking breaks. And a delicious Coca-Cola.
And that's how your Rochester Royals won the only ever major sports title in the history of Rochester, New York.
Damn.
I know.
Pretty cool.
To fully illustrate how far things have come in professional sports, your Rochester Royals in 1951 won the NBA championship in Edgerton Arena. You familiar?
Where's that?
Doesn't exist anymore. I'm assuming it's in the Edgerton neighborhood.
Mm. Oh.
They won it in front of a sold-out crowd.
Yeah, how many?
4,200 people.
Oh.
4,200 white men in suits and hats.
The lowest, I mean, you get 20 grand easy in every NBA arena.
Every man was in dress shoes.
The game was not broadcast on TV.
Oh, of course not.
There is no known footage of the series.
Is there it has to be some radio.
I went
where would it be?
I went looking last night. I couldn't find anything. The only footage of these two teams,
yeah,
the Royals and the Knicks playing each other, was from a game in the regular season that was filmed by the Converse Sneaker Company for a basketball year in review video.
So, like, you wouldn't even know what they look like unless their bus crashed. Tragedy on a 490, which hasn't been built yet.
By the way, if you want to watch
the old 490 trail,
if you want to watch that video, I put up a clip of it on my Instagram, WCMF. It's on my profile there. It's amazing to watch because it talks exactly the way you do.
New York.
The Western. By the way, here's how far the NBA has come. The Rochester Royals.
Yeah.
We're in the Western Division.
Really?
Yes.
Oh yeah, because we haven't really expanded past St. Louis.
Don't say it like that. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
The Western Division.
We were in the Western
Division.
So how many
teams were there? Well, you had weird ones because you had, like, Hershey had a team.
No, Hershey didn't have
markets,
an NBA team.
Right?
I thought Hershey did. That's where Wilt scored all
those
points.
No, it was a barnstorming game. They went and played in Hershey when he played for Philadelphia.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they were trying to expand the league, you know, past St. Louis. No, like, Fort Wayne had a team. That's what the Pistons became. There's another, I want to say Evansville.
Indiana, yeah.
Maybe they became the Bulls. There was another team. Yeah. The Bulls were something before Chicago.
But it is funny, like, all the guys are just in these dark suits watching this game.
Well, bro, even funnier, like, if you watch
it was like a religious moment, you know what I mean?
No, yo, you're right. And the pregame footage of them warming up, even the warm-up suits look like actual suits that say Rochester Royals on the back of it. 252 WCMF, Oklahoma City wins the NBA championship last night in seven games, but the first ever Game 7 in NBA history was played right here, 1951 in Rochester, New York, when your Rochester Royals held on to a 3-0 lead that they almost blew to the New York Knicks in Edgerton Arena in front of 4,200 fans.
Somebody called and said that they were in the Sacramento Kings Arena, and the Rochester Royals banner still hangs.
It hangs there.
Hangs there.
Oh.
There are two banners, one that exists here and one that exists in Sacramento. You want an even more messed up stat?
Hell yeah.
Okay. As I drink water, I'm sorry. The Sacramento Kings are what the Rochester Royals were. Rochester moved to Cincinnati. They moved to Kansas City. Then they moved to Sacramento. Mm. To this day.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, we won that championship in 1951. Not only have the Sacramento Kings not won a championship since
then. Wait, they've never won?
They have yet to appear in an NBA Finals.
Damn.
Since not a team you think about all that
often. The jinx.
Yeah.
Kind of forget they're there sometimes.
Sacramento has the longest drought of the major four sports in America for both championship wins and appearances in the championship game.
So they've never been to the finals?
They have not made it back to the finals
since Rochester.
1951.
Jesus.
And every once in a while, they celebrate Rochester history. Like today, I'm wearing my Rochester Royals Otto Graham jersey, which is one of my favorite of all time.
Otto Graham?
I know. I had to have it made. It was like $30. Go to one of those shady websites.
Wait, so Otto Graham, the football player.
Otto Graham, who is a Hall of Fame quarterback that played for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Before he played for the Cleveland Browns, played a season of basketball professionally for the Rochester Royals.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Interesting.
God damn.
But that was back in the day when, you know, you had, like, guys jumping all over the place. Like, you know, the first ever draft pick in the NFL, never played
sports,
in the NFL.
No problem. Oh. Yeah.
He went and sold, like, insurance. He wanted money. They wouldn't give it to him. He went and sold insurance.
There's no money,
There you go.
I mean, it was almost like a club sport, really.
But it's really funny to think about, like, what
it is now.
Drafted first overall. You're an instant millionaire. You have money for the rest of your life. This guy in 1940, whatever. Hey, you're the first overall pick in the NFL. Now I want to sell insurance.
Also, sell doors, door to door. I'm a door-to-door salesman.
How do you know if you did a good job?
Well, you got a door.
I'm leaving a door behind every door. You know, we hear all the time, because, like, Rochester wasn't the only team in our area that had an NBA team. Syracuse had one in the 50s as well, the Syracuse Nationals. In the 70s, Buffalo had the Braves, right? You wish that there was still, at least I do.
Somebody could have hung on to it.
Yes, of all those three.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kimmy, like, even Oklahoma City, which is a lame-ass city with not the population other cities have, they still managed to put 20,000 people in that arena. I don't think we could do that.
You don't think you could draw that in Buffalo?
It'd be tough.
Well, I guess no.
Consistently?
You're right, because you wouldn't grab the Canadian fans because, you know, they got the Raptors.
When the Raptors showed up, there was no more basketball professionally in Western New York.
Yeah.
I mean, before the Raptors in 96.
You may not have enough.
I mean, when the Stars come to town, you would, but that'd be it.
Yeah. But that's probably
the Lakers or something like that.
Well, but you can't even guarantee now, with not to sound like an old man, but, you know, the way they hold these guys out to preserve their bodies, which after Tyrese Halliburton blows on an Achilles and then Jason Tatum blows his Achilles.
Oh, so you wouldn't even see the Stars?
Well, they you know, in games that don't matter, they hold out some of the Stars.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, I don't know, man, because, like, when they have college basketball first-round games in Buffalo, it's always packed, and the atmosphere is electric.
Oh, for the Sweet 16?
March
Madness?
March Madness, Sweet 16, March Madness, tie! But, like, you see the struggles that the Sabres have, and we are hockey heaven in Western New York, and they are having a hard time drawing.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball doesn't have the imprint that hockey has in this community, so you would think they would struggle more.
But it's weird because I think success brings that, because you look at, like, they sell out that arena for lacrosse. Mm-hmm. Which is something that you don't get in every city.
I think you're also underestimating. There's a lot of native
Americans.
Yeah, no, native. Where they live? Reservations. Native reservations surrounding the greater Buffalo area.
But you think that makes up the majority of fans?
I don't know if it's a majority, but I think
know.
It helps.
I think that they're good, and they kind of have this atmosphere now that's known for, like, a party atmosphere.
Okay.
But it's got to be cheap, though. It's got to be a cheap ticket.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you're still putting 20,000 people.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Even if it's $15 a head,
that's good money, buddy.
We can't draw that here for the Nighthawks.
No.
Dan does bring up a good point on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Again, we're talking about how the first ever Game 7, with Game 7 going the way of Oklahoma City last night in the NBA Finals, first ever NBA Game 7 happened right here in Rochester in 1951 when the Rochester Royals won the only major championship in our city system.
Yeah.
Dan says Syracuse Hoops, he means college, gets 20,000 a game. They do. Could you support an NBA team, too, at the same time?
But that's a major program.
Well, yeah, but an NBA team would be a major
program. They get that for every game. I mean, they play a lot of games. I'm sure they get that for the big ones. But if they're having, like, a down year, I wonder what the average.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been to an Orange basketball game
in
like
a while.
7 years?
Yeah.
And things have not been great lately. What do they average? Could you Google what they averaged for attendance last year? Thank you.
Which is amazing because it sucks. It's the worst place to watch a basketball
game. Oh, I love that atmosphere. I love the atmosphere.
It's very unique.
It sucks.
It's so loud.
No, but I'm saying, like, to sit in that arena, it just blows.
I really? You're the only person I've ever heard say they don't like the dome.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I
went to Kentucky a couple times, no big deal.
Shut up. Yeah, oh, like this brick building's been around since.
Broke her heart and left her there, buddy. Never went back.
Shut up. Like, the thing that does, if you are an NBA fan and you want to go to a live NBA game, you either have to drive 3.5 hours mm-hmm. west, 4 hours west to go see Cleveland, which is a great experience. You have to go 3 hours north to go to Toronto.
Yeah.
Or you got to go 6 hours east to go watch the Knicks, or 6 hours southeast to go watch the Southwest to go watch the Sixers.
Or go to Boston. Did you say Boston?
Boston, 6 hours. Yeah. So, minimum, you're a 3.5, 4 hour drive away
to watch. It's almost you're going to have to stay over.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, man, if you've never been, now it sucks now because the Cavs are good. If you've never been to an NBA game, I've said this before and I'll say it again.
Say it again.
I have watched every major sport.
Yes, you have.
In live. I've been close in all of them. I've been fortunate enough. The most athletic, jaw-dropping feats I've ever seen performed live were always in an NBA game. Right. They are the most athletic athletes
young men,
in person.
You'll ever witness.
It's astonishing.
Go on down in the ring tonight. See these amazing young men. Physical fitness.
Watching it on TV, everybody looks the same height. They all look like us. You don't get to appreciate it.
Right.
When you are sitting there and you see how large these men are.
Young, strapping young men.
Tommy, it's insane. You should not be able to do that with your body at 6'8". It should not exist.
Right.
I was fortunate enough to be at the LeBron first game back in Cleveland when he went to Miami. Sorry. I paid $30 a seat. I was in the last row in the arena. It was awesome with my brother. Watching Dwayne Wade, I'm convinced that Dwayne Wade is the greatest athlete that has ever existed in the history of the world. It was jaw-dropping.
All right.
There were multiple times where I gasped audibly.
Mm.
What do we got for average attendance last season?
It says they average around 18,000.
Okay.
For who?
Syracuse.
I don't know if that's... I don't know.
Still impressive.
I don't know if that's from last season or just in general.